I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio, WRVA, Home Improvement Shop. This is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru. Welcome to a soggy, soggy Saturday. Look, real quick, way up front, we're going to have rain for the next couple of days. I've heard anywhere from 4 to 6 inches over the next, 4 or 5 days. I drove in here. I was driving in about 4 o'clock on 95-64, and I'll be honest with you, treacherous. There's no other way to put it. You're just driving along, and all of a sudden, the back end of the vehicle just gets a little squirrely. So remember, the speed limit is suggested. You can go slower. I don't care. I do. I'll drive 50 and a 55 if I'm going to be safer. Coming around the on-ramp, I go from Broad Street onto 95 northbound. I took it way slow, much slower than I usually do. And still, once I came out of it and we hit the straightaway, I felt the back of my truck go squirrely just a little bit, just whoop, like a little sideways. I'm like, be careful out there, and if in doubt, just turn around, because there was already one fatality yesterday, and I saw what I was surprised somebody walked away from. I was coming back from Piedmont Smokehouse out in Goochland, and I was right there where 295 logs on to 64, and somebody had come around that thing too fast, spun, and flipped. And I don't know, I didn't hear about any fatality in that one, but it was terrifying. So let's slow it down out there, people. It's going to be like this for several days. We'll discuss it. We'll talk about it. But let's start with a little good news. You know, I always try to be upbeat. And I think we should share something. Mr. Jordan.
Yes.
I happen to see a video on Facebook.
Yeah.
It was you.
Yep.
And your lady.
Yep.
And you were with Kat Simons.
I was with Kat Simons.
Up at Mix.
Yep. Our sister station, Mix 98.1.
And you want to explain what happened there, bud?
Well, I brought Sarah in. Sarah is my girlfriend of almost a year, and I told her that Kat wanted us to join her for her Friday show, her Friday request show, which she hosts during middays around lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her it was to commemorate the 1 year anniversary of the Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup last year. And we're just talking, and it turns into me getting on one knee and proposing and asking Sarah to be my wife.
And she said?
And she said yes.
Outstanding.
Yes.
I am very, very, very happy for you.
Thank you.
You two, there's a lot of people out there like, not even a year and you're already engaged. What are you thinking? Take it from me. Take it from our buddy Kirk Akey. Take it from my buddy Dave Davies. I know several people. They said, I met her, I knew she was the one, and they've been married 30-some years, all of them.
Yep.
All of them. So
we knew early on that we were in love. And
you're both adorable.
Oh, thanks.
Just together, you're so cute.
And because I know she's not listening, and she probably, unfortunately for you, Richard, she doesn't listen to the podcast, I don't think.
I don't think so.
I'm going to surprise her with an engagement party later today.
That is fantastic. And and that was why I drove from the East End all the way to Goochland and back just for you.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to be able to make it, unfortunately. And I do apologize.
Yep. It's all good.
But I need to decompress for a little bit.
I understand.
And but I think I ordered 4 pounds. I think it's more like 8 pounds of Piedmont Smokehouse's cowboy caviar.
That's my favorite thing on their menu. I mean, their barbecue is amazing too, don't get me wrong, but
right.
The cowboy caviar, when you brought some in one time and I tried it and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever eaten in my life. So,
and I love it too. I mean, and for those of you that are listening, it's basically beans, tomatoes, corn, peppers, onions, chives, garlic, some of his barbecue seasoning, and kind of so a good mustard sauce. And here's what's really funny. I love it. You love it. Everybody loves it. You know who doesn't love it? Chris that makes it. He's like, yeah, this is really my favorite thing on the menu. I'm like, it's amazing. He goes, hey, no, it's not what I go after. I'm like, okay. So congratulations. When is the big day so I can pencil it in?
Saturday, February 29th, 2020.
So leap year.
Yeah, leap day. Yep.
So you only have to celebrate your anniversary once every 4 years.
Yep. Even numbered years will celebrate on February 28th, and odd number years will celebrate March 1st.
You have this thing way more planned out than I did for my wedding.
But you did mention Kirk Akey, and I don't mean to segue, but you mentioned Kirk, and we found out that this week Kirk unfortunately had a stroke.
Yes, that happened Monday. I was gonna get there. Kirk, who came in last Saturday.
Yep.
You know, yep. Was already suffering with kidney stones. The man has had a heart attack several years ago. Monday, he was doing some stuff around the house with his wife. They were moving her office in with his office.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of those couples that could work next to each other.
Right.
And he went to open a window and just stopped. Just stopped. And his wife's like, are you okay? And he didn't move, and he didn't speak, and she kind of turned him around, and he's just staring at her. And finally, he took his hand and lifted up his arm, and when he let go of his arm, it just dropped.
Yeah.
And
that's one of the signs.
That is one of the signs, and I will say that she freaked.
Yeah.
She said, Richard, I was so upset. She couldn't remember 911.
Right.
She said, I just kept hearing zero until I finally went 911, which I got to remind people, every single cell phone, if it's charged, any phone, whether it has service or not, if it is charged, you can hit 911 or like a lot of phone. My phone has an emergency button. I don't even have to unlock it. I just hit emergency call. Boom. You got the same, I'd imagine.
Yep.
That's an Android thing, I believe. I've never had an iPhone, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's similar. I think I haven't tested it, but I'm sure if you, even if you held the home button and told Siri to dial 911, I think it would dial 911 for you.
So, but I went and checked on him. I visited him at the hospital. Physically, he's fine. He can move. He can walk. His speech is going to be, it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, he can talk. And
we're praying for him.
Absolutely. And Akey's Home Improvement is running strong. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Let's be careful out on those roads. They are wet, and they're going to stay that way for a while. Kirk Akey from Akey's Home Improvement, how are you feeling, sir?
I am better than can be expected.
You said expected.
That's a hard word.
That is a hard word.
Yeah.
Well, I had several people call, you know, sending me messages on Facebook asking about you. You've been home for what, 2 days now?
I get home yesterday.
All right. And what are they expecting as far as your recovery, I guess is the word to use?
Full recovery.
Full recovery.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, you're sounding, I called you as soon as I heard the news. You're sounding a lot better than you were then.
Thank goodness.
Well, Kirk, we're all pulling for you, buddy. Take it slow. You've got the son-in-law to make sure things run smoothly at Akey's Home Improvement. And if you need me, you just give me a call.
I will do that.
All right, buddy. Get some rest.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Kirk Akey, everybody. That sounds a lot better than he did.
So good to hear from him.
Yeah, I mean, he actually brought up, and this is, you know, I've met people that have had strokes that affected speech. And I think the worst part is just the frustration, because they're just looking at you and they know exactly what it is they're trying to spit out, and it's just not coming. But he's doing great. I told him, you know, all this clean living, all this exercise, it's not good for you. I mean,
I don't know if that's the hill you want to necessarily.
Look, if there's a nuclear disaster, who's going to survive? Cockroaches and Keith Richards.
That's true.
Okay.
That is true, but I don't know, man.
No, you know what they say caused it? It's because of his kidney stones. They took him off his blood thinners. Okay. And they took him off for a week. They said, how do you feel? He goes, I feel fine. They said, okay, then good. We're going to leave you off it for another 9 days.
Wonderful.
Yeah. You know, that's what they're thinking caused it. Got to stay on your meds.
He said that he was like suffering some sort of, it was like because he had like a heart problem or something like that, that and he even mentioned it when he was here last week, that he had to be off of his meds for a certain amount of time in order for them to go in and help him clear the kidneys.
Yeah, and I can, and then if you're having, they were going to blast them apart. And I mean, I imagine so. I mean, if you're on blood thinners, bleeding out is a big fear.
Right.
That's why when people are drinking, and if they get injured, it's a disaster because your blood is so thin.
Yeah.
At that point, you just bleed out all over the place. But no, he'll be fine.
He'll recover, but. It's just
it's
scary.
It is. It's terrifying. He's only 10 years older than me. I mean, what's his name from 90210 was only like 3 years older than me. So what I did is, it's on my Facebook page. We'll try to get it up. We'll try to get this up on WRVA.com. You saw the symptoms and signs of a stroke.
Yes.
I've got that. Let's get that up there.
Okay.
So people... Here's some things to look for, because it can happen any time. I remember Khaleesi had two aneurysms, and that's not the same as a stroke, but it's pretty close. So things to look for, though, if you're wondering whether you're having a stroke or someone you care about is having a stroke, and there's 10 things to look for. Number one, for you, if you're thinking, is confusion. If you, my friend, unable to understand what's happening, can't think clearly, or feel thrown off, okay? You're just standing there and all of a sudden nothing makes any sense to you. That is a sign. For people that love you, if you're looking at a loved one, they might have a puzzled look on their face, hard time focusing, trouble making decisions. So kind of the same thing as when you ask your wife what restaurant you want to go to. Difficulty understanding. You might not be able to comprehend speech or language, and your loved one might raise a wrinkled eyebrow, shaking their head no, instead unsteady or woozy. So difficult understanding. Dizziness is a big one. Feeling faint, lightheaded, or like the room is spinning. If you're starting to feel vertigo, if you see your loved one having unsteady movements, like they have motion sickness, like they're drunk without having any alcohol. You know, I worry about that one, because every now and then I just feel a little dizzy. Loss of balance. I think that's a pretty easy one to understand. All of a sudden, somebody they're wobbling, grabbing onto stationary objects. I mean, realistically, it does sound a lot like when someone's really hammered, right? numbness, a tingling sensation of the body, like your arm, your face, your leg, like pins and needles. If you start to feel that, like I said, Kirk, when he his wife asked him, what's wrong? He just grabbed one of his arms, lifted it up, and let it drop. He couldn't move that. And people, if you see your loved one constantly touching, massaging, or shaking of the numbness areas, you know, just all of a sudden it just can't get feeling. Another thing to look for is severe headaches, pain or discomfort in the head, scalp, neck, or for no known cause. All of a sudden you just got this sharp, piercing pain in your head. That could be a sign. People, if you watch your loved one touching their head or rubbing the temples, and have a sensitivity to light. So that's things to worry about. Trouble speaking, that's just given. I think that's pretty obvious. You have, you know, people just all of a sudden, they cannot talk to you. Kirk sounds a lot better than he did Monday. Tuesday is when I called him. I found out about it Tuesday morning. And I've got him on speed dial. So he got out, you know, a few words. And it was enough for me to know he's all right. And I told him, okay, now get some rest. Trouble walking, stumbling or unable to walk, tripping over nothing, you know, just tripping over your own feet. Vision changes. If you start getting blurred vision or trouble with eyesight in one or both eyes, you might be suffering from a stroke. If you see your loved one squinting, rubbing their eyes, and not able to read, doesn't mean they're just a victim of the American school system. And lastly, a weakness, lack of strength in the face, arm, or leg, especially one side of the body. Why does it always seem like it's the left side? Every time I've ever seen somebody that's had a stroke, it's always been the left side. So people wanting to sit down, lay down, difficulty doing simple tasks. So these are the things you need to look out for in your loved one or you personally. And the thing is, people call 911 immediately. And remember, your phone has an emergency button. You don't have to unlock it. You don't have to do anything. You just hit emergency. When I talked to his wife, she said she was freaked out so bad. She's like, I just kept hitting zero. I could not remember 911. So, you know, I know you got to stay. It's so absolutely silly for me to tell you to stay calm, stay focused. That's a lot to ask of somebody when their loved one is going through something like that. And, but remember that you're all they got. So take a breath and, just do what you can. Call that 911. So, glad Kirk is feeling better. My name is Richard McCann. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. RVA 345-1140 is the phone number. Jordan, you said somebody called in and gave us a little bit of advice there, son.
Yes, because you were mentioning some of the signs to recognize a stroke, but someone recommended the there's like four main signs that people should look for, and you can use the acronym FAST.
F-A-S-T.
F-A-S-T. The first one is facial drooping.
Yeah.
The A is for arm weakness. The S is for speech difficulty. And the T is for time to call 911.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's key. I mean, they got to him. She said they got to him, his house, in like 9 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, I work full time for a legal newspaper. And so often, not often, but sometimes I read about medical malpractice lawsuits involving stroke patients, and that time is a valuable factor because if you wait too long, then it's beyond a certain window of time in which doctors can give you this, I think it's a drug or something that will be able to stop the stroke in its tracks.
Yeah, and they give them something else that helps break up the clot.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, it's like a 2-hour window be, you know, if you wait too long, then the doctors can't, they have to go in, you know, then I think they have to go in like the surgical route or whatever to try and address it.
And but. Something people don't realize, one of the things that does cause a stroke, which I actually have to be careful of, is high blood pressure. I had tremendously high blood pressure, and what I've done to try to bring it down, and I mean, I've had plenty of doctors just say, Richard, you just burn hot and you're going to have to take meds. Some of the things you need to look out for, because high blood pressure can lead to a stroke, drinking, my friends, heavy alcohol, you know, straight up, you know, liquor. For a while there, I was going through something bad. That was several years ago. I was drinking way too much, and it just shot my blood pressure through the roof. Smoking. By the way, I gave up liquor. Pretty much hardly drink at all now. Smoking, another thing that will cause high blood pressure. Gave that up. Sometimes I miss it. I ran into a buddy of mine the other day. He says, and he vapes now. Yes, I said it, a vape. And he's like, I said, do you ever, you know, think about smoking a cigarette? And he just looked at me and goes, every day, every single day. And I'm like, well, then stick to with what you're doing. And not getting enough exercise. I have been working out. So, you know, the high blood pressure can lead to a stroke, but just pay attention to yourself and to your loved ones, and just hit that 911 as fast as you can. Like I said, Kirk's feeling better. He called in. He's up. He's moving. I wonder if he's on that elliptical, though. I wouldn't do it. I hate ellipticals. I really do. I always feel like I'm going to fall off that stupid thing. So, yeah, I've switched over to the stationary bike, because I just, again, my wife, she can get on the elliptical and just go. And I just feel, I do, I feel like I'm going to fall off the damn thing. If I don't hold on, I'm just gripping it with both hands, just so tight. So get in some exercise, people. Take care of your blood pressure. Watch out for the signs of a stroke. And again, it's going to be raining for like the next 4 or 5 days, from what I can understand from Megan Wise. It's raining right now. It rained yesterday. Driving in, I'm going to use the word treacherous. I'm just cruising down 64, and the roads just look wet. And then the next thing I know, it's just a little squirrely, just a little hydroplaning. And I just want to tell people, slow down. It's going to be like this for a while. Flooding is going to be something that happened. Did anybody see the Virginia Diner got flooded down in Wakefield? First of all, best collard greens I've ever had in my life. Except for my own, of course, but that's just me. I'm partial. But, you know, they didn't even have a flood warning, you know? And you know where I just wonder about the emergency weather system. Like, a flood warning has been issued for the following: Goochland, Glenfinnan, Wakefield, Hanover. Wait, what? Did I just say Wakefield? We're in Wakefield. I need to go. I don't know. That seemed funny to me. 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. Something that has occurred to me is we are now in vacation season. Yay! Now, I don't know about you. I don't vacation much. Vacation often. And usually anything more than a week and I'm losing my mind. I have found the perfect vacation is, a week is absolutely pushing it for me, because by day 6, I'm kind of done. And I was watching a story a couple of days ago, and they were saying, like, you know, the perfect mini vacation is like 4 days. And I'm like, I could see that. You know, 4 days. That's so long enough that, you know, you don't have to worry about somebody looking in on the cats. You do if you have a dog. But I started thinking about leaving the house for 4 days. I mean, let's remember, I get a little paranoid about my home. Probably because, you know, 15 years ago, someone broke into my house. Stole some very, very expensive stuff and a few things that were dangerous. And I've been paranoid ever since. Now, just to be clear, my neighborhood has changed so drastically over the last 17 years. I like to joke, but it's not that much of a joke. When I moved into my neighborhood, it was a great place to buy drugs and get shot. There was all kinds of shootings in my neighborhood. I remember it happening. Neighborhood has changed drastically. Now I walk down the street, I see families playing in their front yards. So that doesn't curb my paranoia. And if you're going to go away, there's a few things I would suggest you do before you leave. One, first and foremost, if you're on vacation, don't post pictures of you being on vacation. That's just inviting someone to know that your house is waiting for them. And remember that show, what was it called? It Takes a Thief. I was so fascinated when that show came out. Like, we have hired former felons convicted of cat burglary to show you how easy it is to break into your home. And I'm like, cool. So I've been figuring like lock picks and digital devices to turn off the security system. And, you know, guy all dressed in black with a hood over his face, you know, or those ski masks, you know, doing backflips and landing on the roof and a do-do-do-do-do. And no, you know what that show showed me? It doesn't take a thief. It takes a rock. That's all it did. They'd walk around. Oh, nope, all the windows are locked. Oh, look, I'm inside. I'm like, you're not a master thief. That's ridiculous. So, I mean, you know, we live in houses with glass protecting us from the evils outside. It doesn't work like that. So a couple of things I would do if I was going away, and I think I'm going to suggest these things to you, too. First, and probably my biggest push, my absolute biggest one, is turn off the water to your home. If you are going away, there's no reason for the water to be on. I've had it happen at my house. Old plumbing. I wasn't home. And a pipe burst in my kitchen and flooded the whole kitchen, and it all poured down into my basement. Thankfully, my basement, there's a floor drain, but it could have been beyond disastrous. Remember, I've told you the story a couple of times. I met one time. They went away. They did not turn off the water. And they had a tankless water heater, which will make nonstop hot water. Haven't talked about those in years. Kind of okay with that. So they were gone, and a hot water line broke in the house for whatever reason and flooded their house with nonstop hot water for what they approximate 4 days. 4 days of 120-degree water just pouring into their house. That's thousands. It's probably tens of thousands of gallons. They said the walls melted, the floors buckled, their sunroom had turned into a rainforest. It was awful. It did $150,000 worth of damage. So if you're going away for any period of time, turn off the water. Just kill it. If you got a pump, turn off the breaker to it. If you're on city water, turn off the main valve. Telling you, you'll thank me. This is the Home Show. Radio, WRVA. It's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. Don't forget to download the radio.com app. That way you can listen to the show wherever you go. And if you miss any part of this thrilling home show, you can go to WRVA.com. Click on my smirking face, and you can download the podcast of the show, which goes back over a year. So there is plenty of stuff for you to listen to. I mean, you could get from here to L.A. and back on our podcast. I've done that. Not on mine. I don't like to listen to myself. That's terrible. I'm not going to do that. But you can. Just go to WRVA.com. Also, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook is where I post a lot of the stories that I talk about here on the show because I find them helpful. So we're going to put up the 10 signs of a stroke. We're going to put that up at WRVA.com. 345-1140. Dave and Henrico.
Hey, Richard. How are you?
I'm good, Dave.
Good, good. Hey, Richard. I've got a two-story home that was built probably in the mid to late 50s. I'm trying to make the upstairs livable, four bedrooms. Now, I've got a ventilation problem.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that I've got one of those square vents over the downstairs bedroom. But by the time the heat rises from the first floor
to the second floor, you're just dying up there.
Oh God. You can't stand that.
Okay, all right. So here, one. Do you have one HVAC system or two?
I've got one.
There's your biggest problem right there.
Really?
Yeah, I hate to say it. You really do need a split system. You put more AC upstairs and you put more heat downstairs. And mm-hmm. that way, you know, during mm-hmm. the summertime, the upstairs works harder because, you know, cold air falls down. And in the wintertime, heat rises. So that's one of the things. Also, do you have any kind of ventilation in your attic?
Well, that was my question I was going to ask you. If I was to put another one of those square vents between the first floor and the attic, would that help?
How could it go from the first floor to the attic? Wouldn't the second floor be in the way?
Well, the way they've got the square vent is, like I said, right above the first floor bedroom.
Dave, I'm trying to figure out, what do you keep meaning a square vent? Is this a vent between the floors?
No, it's on the roof, Richard.
Oh.
I'm not sure what you call them.
So it has some kind of roof vent on it, is what you're saying.
It's, yeah, right. Between the first floor bedroom and the ridge vent, there's a roof vent. But by the time the heat travels from the first floor to the ridge vent, it's just extremely hot. Am I making myself understood any better?
You're going to get upset at me if I say no?
I know.
Okay,
I know.
All right, here's what... Okay. First and foremost, I'm going to stick with my first theory that you really do need to have a split system. Okay?
Right.
One system is just not going to do it. And when your house was built, and further on, once the AC was probably an afterthought... because they didn't put a lot of air conditioning in houses built in the 50s. And that's what you said, right? The 50s?
Right, okay. Yeah.
So when they did put it in, they put in a single system. When they changed it out, they went back with a single system. It's mm-hmm. only in the last like 20-some years that they've started putting in split systems because, you know, people just suffered through it, okay? It's hot. Deal
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it mm-hmm. was funny. I read a story the other day that some school let out because they didn't have air conditioning. I'm like, you know, if you remember, we didn't have air conditioning in our schools. right?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So what I'm going to tell you to do, call BREMAC, have them come out and look into either A, seeing if they can balance the system that you have enough that it forces the cold air upstairs, or two, just goes ahead and installs a new system.
All right, Richard.
All right, brother.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye. 345-1140, Donna in Mechanicsville.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a washing machine question.
Go for it.
I moved, and my friends hooked my washer up, and I'm not getting any cold water. When I push the water choice, when I push the cold, I still get hot. I know that the things are hooked up right, but is that my washer or something else?
First thing I would do is I would turn off the water, disconnect the hoses, and make sure that the hoses are right. Because I've seen everything from people putting the hoses backwards to it actually being backwards in the wall. That's a possibility.
Well, I tried that, but I'm still getting hot water.
Then the controls for your washer have gone bad.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, it costs more to have a washer have a repair person come out and repair it usually than it does to buy a cheap washer.
Of course.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Off to Sears, scratch and dent with you, young lady.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I hear you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Actually, you know what? It's funny. I forgot about that place completely, and then I saw an ad for it on television. I'm like, duh. Sears scratch and dent? Sure. Used to buy stuff there all the time. Forgot they were even around. And the funny thing is, they get all the stuff from all over the East Coast right here. Boom, right into Richmond. So that's what I would suggest in for her. Was talking about going on vacation, something I would like to do at some point. I tell you what, Jordan, what really sucks is when you have a real job or you don't have a real job and your spouse does, okay? I mean, it really does cut into my, you know, goofing off time because she has a 9-to-5.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah. Now your job's kind of flexible. You do a lot of work from home type situation.
Yeah, I do. I do have that luxury.
And I don't understand in our day and age, with technology the way it is, why more people don't work from home.
I guess it just depends on the situation and what your job duties entail. Like, I mean, it just makes sense for me to be able to telecommute because I can do 98% of my job from any laptop. Like,
right.
I don't need to be, you know, unless they made it so that, you know, I couldn't log in to do anything related to my job unless I was physically in the office connected to the office network, which I'm sure a lot of offices do that. But, you know, for me, my boss said my schedule kind of devolved into that, but I was like, I can get more done if I'm at home instead of being at the office. Whereas if I'm in the office, I get my stuff done. Whereas, and when I do get my stuff done, I'm staring at the wall for 3 hours.
Exactly. See, and that's the thing. You're one of those people that would work from home. I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I'm not a person to sit at a desk. I'm not a person to stare at a computer. I get yelled at.
Yeah.
I get yelled at by people for, they're like, didn't you check your email? I'm like,
no.
Not really. Don't you know your password expired? No. Can you fix that for me? Clifford was, he's like, you were supposed to change your password. Didn't you get the email? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe. If I was an office guy, I just think I'll just avoid an office job completely. I'd rather just not. 345-1140 is a phone number. My name is Richard McCann. Thank you for joining us over here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 until noon on the home show. When we get back, more tips on what to do if you're planning on going out of town. We have a dog. There's a measles outbreak. And there's a question about aluminum wire somebody wanted to ask me. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions, he's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dos of The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. For those of you who are just tuning in, be careful out on the roads. They are slick as glass, and I more than once heading here in my 4x4 hit spots where it's just like, whoa. You know that feeling? You know it. You've experienced it. Slow down. This weather's going to be with us pretty much all week. Needless to say, I don't think the guy that's working on my motorcycle right now thinks it's going to be a big rush. I talked to a buddy of mine who rides probably every bit of 30,000 miles a year. And I said, man, you know, did you take any good trips? He goes, man, it's been raining for almost a year and a half. He's hardly gotten any saddle time at all. But if you're going out, please be careful. I mean, we've already had one fatality. I'm surprised the one I saw didn't cause a fatality because it flipped. And that's just terrifying. And wear your seatbelts and turn on your lights. If your windshield wipers are on, your lights are by law required to be on. Now, I've got that automatic light thing like a lot of you do. You know, it gets dark, the lights come on automatically. Doesn't happen in the daytime. So just remember, turn them on. You can do it manually. I do because I can't see you. I can't see you in this weather. So that's what I've got with that. Jordan is, we are celebrating that Jordan got engaged this week.
Yeet.
Yes, you did.
Yeet.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a terrific girl.
She is.
And that's the hardest thing in the world is finding somebody that you can get along with.
Yeah.
You know, you want, people say all the time, I married my best friend and. No, I was married once before. That was not my best friend.
Right.
And I got really jaded about it.
Mm.
But, you know, when you're not looking, the right person just wanders right into your life.
Yeah.
How'd you guys even meet?
We met. We met on online.
Really?
Yeah.
What, one of those, did you swipe left or one of those?
Kind of. It's called Coffee Meets Bagel.
Coffee.
Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of inappropriate jokes in there somewhere.
Yes.
So are you the coffee or are you the I know you're the bagel because you don't like coffee.
Yeah.
You don't drink coffee. You just told me you finally found a coffee you like.
Which I'll have to Google whether Cafe Mocha is indeed coffee. It might just be glorified hot chocolate.
It's like a hot chocolate that's been chilled and they added some caffeine to it.
That's better than regular hot chocolate.
It's a starting point. You're going. So
it's a chocolate Red Bull essentially.
Essentially,
okay.
So just more calories. So you guys met online, and what was your first date? Was what, going to a Caps game? Was that or
no? Our first date, we met at a Mexican restaurant near her house in Chester.
And you guys have similar faiths.
Yep.
Which is important.
Yeah.
I've seen couples that one is a person of faith and one isn't.
I don't know how. Well, I guess in that situation, the faith must not be that important.
It's, you know what? Some I've seen work it out.
Yeah.
My grandmother and my grandfather on my mom's side. My grandmother, uber religious, rubbed off on my mom.
Yeah.
Very, very religious, went to church every Sunday. My grandfather went twice a year. He went Easter and Christmas. And my grandmother just understood he had his thing. He didn't interfere with the way she raised the kids as far as faith.
Right.
He understood she had her thing, and it worked. I mean, you know, but I think it's healthy that you guys have that in common. It's a base.
Indeed.
So good for Jordan. I am very happy for him. And, well, he's got till next February. Well, she's got till next February to wise up. Yeah, okay. That's not nice of me at all. 345-1140 is how you get through to the show. If you've been following me on Facebook, and I know I got some, one or two people gave me some crap about it. I mentioned last week when Kirk was in here, CBD oil. I gave it to a friend of mine. It has helped him considerably. I got it at RVA Vapes. It's completely legal, by the way. I've looked into it. I started taking it twice a day, and my wife did also. Things that I can honestly say have changed for me. One, I messed up my shoulders really, really badly recently. Did it make it completely better? No, but it did help considerably with the pain. And for those of you who have been following me for years, I mean, it's not even a joke when I say I don't sleep. I really don't. I twist, I turn, I flip, I roll over. Ladies and gentlemen, and this happened before my wife came along, one night I tossed and turned so much in bed that my left leg ripped through the fitted sheet. So I woke up the next morning and I'm like, why can't I move my leg? And I realized it had gone through a hole and was wrapped up in the sheet. That's how much I don't sleep. Since I've been taking the CBD, I've got to say, I sleep like a dead man. And mostly that is because it does help with anxiety. I mean, if you really think about it, what do we say? Everybody I know that doesn't sleep, they say the same thing. I just can't get my mind to shut down. I can't get my brain to shut down. And that's anxiety. And it does help me take a breath. And I've been sleeping great. Jordan, did you say your lady took some for you and her started taking it, what, a couple of days ago?
Yeah, she has migraines. She gets those bad headaches that lead to migraines. And she had a headache and took a little bit of the oil. And she said within 20 minutes it was gone.
Excellent. Now, do you have the stuff you put under the tongue? Hold it there for a little bit.
Yeah, and then
wash it down.
Or you can swallow whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what I just. It does taste like grass clippings.
Yeah,
it's not the worst thing in the world.
No,
but not the most pleasant.
She tried it first, and I was like, "Well, what does it taste like?" And she's like, "It doesn't taste very good, but it doesn't taste like the worst thing I've ever tasted."
Yeah, we've all tasted something worse. So that's all I'm saying about it. Everybody, I've put people on it, and it's helping. So, not a miracle cure, but I'd rather take that than take ibuprofen and ruin my liver. Just saying. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Radio WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. Brick.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What's going on in Richmond?
Nothing.
All right.
Except raining.
Well, that's true.
I wanted to comment on that CBD oil.
Yes, sir.
I take in a gummy form.
I've heard about the gummies.
And, doesn't taste bad or anything, and I sleep like a rock. Don't toss or turn. I still only sleep about 4 hours, but I feel so rested when I get up.
I tell you what, my wife, when we first got together, every night she would take half an Ambien, and then one night she took a half. And I said, you know what? I don't sleep very well. Give me the other half, and I had the most disturbing dreams I've ever had in my entire life. and woke up the next morning and said, honey, don't take this anymore. Now, you know, like an hour before bed, squirt, squirt, and she's out.
Yeah. I got an Ambien when I had my heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, I was like a junkie after 2 weeks.
Oh, it's awful stuff. It's absolutely horrible.
Horrible.
Well,
CBD oil works.
All right. If you're getting the gummies, that's awesome. Like I said, you know, you can also get the stuff. You just drop it underneath your tongue, and it's all natural. You know, that's what I've got to say. It's all natural. So sleep well, Brick.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. Man, I want a cool nickname like that. It's not fair, Jordan. Hi, what's your name? Brick.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he said his name. He could have said Rick, and my hearing is just off. I don't know.
Still, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's put it this way. If it wasn't Brick, it is now. There you go. But no, the only reason I bring that up, and I've had several people like, you can talk about it again, is because it helped. You know, I don't want to take ibuprofen for my aches and pains. I have a friend of mine, her father, he got injured in the military, and the pain started acting up. He started taking ibuprofen. I mean, he was just pounding that stuff because he was in pain, and that's what they would give him. A year and a half later, he had liver failure. It's just, you know, a little here, a little there, it's fine. But if you're pounding as much as he was, or I would, you know, I would, you could damage your health. And I do. I live with pain. Not as bad as some, but, you know, it's there. And I've had my genome mapped. I don't want to take any narcotics for my pain because, well, I have literally had my genome mapped. And I was told, you know, you probably should stay away from this stuff. I'm like, why? They said, because you have a really high tolerance to it. So who would become a junkie? I'd become a junkie. If I have surgery and they say, we're going to give you OxyContin, I'll be like, oh, no. No, don't do that, because I would be that guy. I would be hooked so quickly because I would have to take so much. It scares me. So, you know, like I said, I get my stuff at RVA Vapes. I trust those people. I've known them forever. And there's a couple of different ways you can get it. Like you said, Brick. Or Rick, whichever we decide. I'm going to stick with Brick. He's using the gummies. I get the straight oil, the drops that go underneath the tongue. You hold it there for 2 minutes, you wash it down. Easy peasy. Tastes a little weird. It does. It kind of reminds me of those wheatgrass shakes that were so popular in the 90s. You know, they have this little lawn growing in the shop, and they clip, 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 and they grind it up, and they hand you the shot glass. Like, here, this will be $5. I'm like, okay, and take the shot, and you're like, it's not as bad as that, but it's helped. So if I'd rather do something natural than take something artificial. So I was talking on the last hour about going on vacation because it's that time of year. This is when people start to get out of town. The kids are getting out of school. If not already, very, very soon. You've been planning to get out of town forever, because if you stare at the same four walls for a moment longer, you're going to lose your mind. We, as Americans, take less time off than anyone else in the world. I think even Japan, they get more vacation than us. And there's something about us that we were just kind of raised to not do it. You know, we get hooked in our job. Our job starts to define us. You know what? Take it from me. I've let my job define me. It doesn't have to. And if you can take some time off, do it. Recharge your batteries. You'll be better off at work if you take some time off. Employers know this. So things I'm going to do if I go away, you should do. One, as I said before, please do not post pictures of you on vacation on social media. That's just inviting people to say, I'm going to go break into their house. What? There's nobody home. Guess where we're going? Do not post pictures while you're on vacation. Save them when you get back. Hey, just had a lovely week, and here they are. Two, turn off the water to your home. If you are on a well, you don't want to crawl underneath the house and turn off the valve there. I understand, but if you're on a well, go to your breaker box, turn off the breaker to the pump, and then go outside and open up a hose bib, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about. Let it drain all the way down. That way, you know, there's no worry about something under pressure breaking while you're gone. Makes sense. Turn off your water heater. No point in that thing doing its job while you're gone. I mean, the average water heater, if I install a brand new water heater, boom, it's brand new. It takes about 45 minutes to go from cold to hot. If you're gone for a short period of time, it'll stay pretty warm. But once you get back and you turn the water back on and then you turn on your water heater, you'll have hot water in an hour. It'll be fine. That's just time you didn't need to spend. Check all your windows. Make sure they're locked. If you're in an older home like me, pin your windows. That's what I did. I went around. I put pins all my windows. You can't open them. You can break them. Anybody can break a window. Okay, right now Kirk's going, but I can't break my window. You know what, Kirk? Try hard enough, you can break any window. But make sure all your windows are locked. Leave some lights on, but not a lot of them. You know, leave a car out front and have a couple of lights on. If you have one of those remote houses where you can change the light configuration, I think that's cool. I'm still not going to do it to myself, but if you want to, that's cool. And definitely, and this is a big one, clean out the fridge before you leave. Remember that there are certain things in that refrigerator that are going to be funky when you get back if you leave them. I got a shrimp thing that we either have to finish it or throw it out if I was to leave him. So that's it. Clean out the fridge. Try to straighten up around the house. There's nothing worse than coming home to a dirty kitchen. I did that for our honeymoon. The kitchen was an absolute nightmare. And when we got back, that nightmare didn't get any better. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon on News Radio WRVA. WRVA, welcome everybody to the home show. 345-1140. That's 345-1140 is how you get through to the show. Reminding you, you can go to WRVA.com, click on my smirking face, and download a podcast of the show going back well over a year, so you missed any part of it. It's all there, and don't forget to download the radio.com app. That way you can take the show wherever you go. We have people listen all over the United States through that app. I saw this story just a minute ago. This is from Fox Business. Electrician shortage creates potential for six-figure jobs. America's skill gap is creating a challenge in the electrical industry, which is expected to have a labor shortage of about, get this people, 60,000 workers by 2026. Right now in HVAC, they are short 30,000 HVAC workers. 30. Okay? According to one CEO and one tool manufacturing company, in order to fill the surplus jobs, he started a program 4 years ago to convince students that becoming an electrician is the way to go. Remember, just because you're an electrician does not mean you're crawling underneath somebody's house. You're crawling in somebody's attic. You can be working in factories. You can work in all different aspects. It's not just house electricians. I've got an uncle that is an electrician that does control work. And that, my friends, even my father looks at control work and goes, yeah, no. I mean, it is a skill. In order to fill several jobs, he started a program 4 years ago to convince students that becoming an electrician is the way to go. It has become so successful that he brought the entire industry together. What we started out as more of a marketing tool for idea industries is actually transformed and into a industry-wide marketing tool, unquote, said Ideal Industry CEO Jim James of Fox Business. The first year we started this competition, it started with about 2,500 participants. We're up to over 100,000 this year, and next year we're expected over 150,000 competitors. Through the process, we actually had a lot of children of a lot of these electricians now have now decided to go through the career path. What we're trying to do is also get the parents. We're trying to help them, convince them, and show them becoming a professional trade is a really good career move. According to James, check this out, kids. All right? According to James, a starting salary for an electrician, starting salary, a helper. And remember, most of these electricians, when you start out, all you're doing is fetching and toting, and they will pay you good money and pay for your schooling. Starting salary for an electrician is around $40,000 a year, while owning a business that has the potential, start your own business, the potential to deliver a six-figure salary. You go to trade school. Somebody else pays for it. You walk out with a degree, essentially. You have a master's card. You're a master tradesman. And your debt is zero for your education. Nothing. And I'll admit, being an electrician, a little bit easier than being a plumber. I dare an electrician call me up and say it's not, okay? It's easier on the body. You're still going to do some crawling, but you're not going to do near the lifting. And right now, find an electrician. I dare you. Way back in the day when I took my classes, there were 60 people in the electrician's class. There were 20 people in the plumber's class. Now those things flipped. I can't find an electrician most of the time. I have to call around. So I'm saying it again, kids, look into the trades. And for those of you who say, but I want to get a degree, you can still get a degree. Absolutely. You can still do that. But if you've got a job and you've got income, that means you don't have to go into debt. A buddy of mine told me what college is going to cost for his son for 1 year starting. His first year in college is going to cost, I think he said, $32,000. And better than half of that was just board. Staying on campus. Because remember, a lot of these campuses, you're a freshman. You're not allowed to live off campus. You can't go rent a room someplace. You got to stay on campus. $32,000 times four. I'm done. You'll never pay that off. You'll be paying on that until you're in your 60s or 70s. Absolutely insanity. But, I mean, if you get into, a trade, you get a job, you can still go to school. Go to school at night. Go to school online. I think you're going to see probably, it's going to see in my lifetime, where online degrees actually count. You know, I've had plenty of people say, yeah, I get a stack of resumes, and I swear, if it says, I went to school online, I just chuck it. That's not going to be the way of it, the world, for much longer. With what we've got available, I mean, I've got a thing at home called Great Courses I've been studying. I haven't gone all the way through it, but it's, and you can take courses for anything online now. But think about getting into the trades. Everyone is looking. Plumbing, electrical, HVAC. A buddy of mine named Alan, he's been here on the show. His son went into welding. He's making awesome money, and he loves what he's doing. And I'm not saying he's out and about. He works inside of a factory of sorts. Machine shop. He's their welder. Getting better at it, and the better your skills get, the more money you make. And if you want to open your own business, I'm not going to discourage you. I will say you'll work harder than you ever had in your entire life. And it takes a while to get the hang of it. If you're thinking about starting your own business, my response is this: get somebody to do the paper. That's all I will say. If you're good at what you do and you started a business because of it, that means you're not good at paper. Let somebody else do the paper. Because that's where a lot of businesses get tripped up. They start, they're making money, but they're not keeping track of it. So I thought that was an interesting story. Become an electrician. Why not? I loved electrical work. That's where I got my start. When I got out of high school, you know, I thought, I'll go to college. Sure. I didn't know what I wanted to be. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Made no sense whatsoever. Looking at debt, I couldn't get it. I went into the trades. I always liked the electrical end of it. When I moved to New York, I went looking for a job. Couldn't find a job anywhere. Got a job running a copier. That's how old I am. People would bring stuff to a shop to have it copied. And then I got a part-time job as an electrician. Then I got a full-time job as an electrician. I was making really decent money in New York as an electrician. 345-1140.
Running a copier.
Jim, turn down your radio. Yep. So frustrating. You can call back, Jim. It's okay. You know, I know a lot of people don't like when I say just, you know, I'm not saying an education is a bad thing. I think debt's a bad thing. Hey, Jill, what's going on?
Not much. Could you tell me just where you would go to learn welding? Which school?
I'd go to the Richmond Technical Center.
Richmond Technical Center.
Yep.
I see.
You can learn any of the trades. You know, I was in there not that long ago. I found out they had a woman that came in. She had her doctorate in cosmetology. A doctorate. She was a doctor of cosmetology.
I'll be there.
All right, Jill, gotta
go.
Well,
I think I asked them about that once. Bye-bye.
All right. Jim, real quick.
Yeah, comment on your security of going on vacation.
Yes, sir.
This is a passive system. Go get yourself a pair of 14 size boots, 3 magazines from some hunting or whatever, and a dog dish that's big enough to take a bath in. Sit it on your front porch. A little note, Bubba, I'm on the computer.
You know, it also works really well, and I do have NRA stickers in my windows.
Oh, yeah. Your other comment about the trades. Back in 1967, I was having my hair cut, and the barber asked me, he said, who's going to cut your hair when I'm gone? That started me thinking. I went to school for refrigeration and chirogenics. From that, it grew into electrical, plumbing, gas fitting, and security. And then I opened my own business, and it was wilder than I could have ever imagined. I started out with $5,000, and when I retired, the company was doing over $35 million.
Good Lord. What was the name
What was the name of the company, Jim?
What was the name of the company?
Crop Medcalf in Northern Virginia.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. I try to advise mothers and fathers to look at that. And when I tell them my story, I don't think they believe it.
And that happens all too often. Jim, I'm against it, brother. I appreciate you calling in.
All righty. Bye.
Bye. That's what I'm saying. You can go anywhere you want to go. My name is Rich McCann. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Can News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. Nathan in Powhatan.
Hey, Richard. Let me give you a real quick rundown. I am 29 years old. I have a bachelor's degree in agriculture with a focus on business and economics with a minor in economics. You want to know what I do for a living?
Landscaper?
Ironwork.
Ironwork. You went into ironwork. Fascinating.
Personal connection that got me into that. But it's the biggest thing I learned. I'm a veteran, so I don't have any student loan debt.
Thank you for your service to our country, sir.
The biggest thing I learned from graduating from college is that it's what I didn't do. It's why I'm doing ironwork right now. Begin with the end in mind. That if you're going to go and get an education in anything, know what you're going to do afterward. The biggest thing about college is nobody knows what they want to do afterward. If you go to trade school, hey, I'm going to be an electrician, so I'm going to study to be an electrician. Versus, I'm going to go get this degree in the field of study.
Someone asked me if a friend of mine who thinks I'm smart, when she's a lot smarter than me, she's got her doctorate, and she asked me if I wanted to go back to college and get a degree. I was like, I could. She said, well, why would you do it? I said, so I'd have a piece of paper that says I'm as smart as I think I am. That's that's about the only reason I would do it. But you went into ironwork. What kind of ironwork are you doing? Like railings and such?
No, like structural steel, like heavy things and heights.
Oh, cool. Can you chop the neck on a 77 Sportster for me?
No, I'm not. I mean, like beams, I put buildings up.
Okay, that's
rough work.
Yeah.
Like not fine details.
But it pays the bills, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, Nathan, go forth and home improve, sir.
All right, see ya.
Bye. 345-1140. Mitch in Chesterfield.
Yeah, you're doing a great service to young people by recommending they go into the trades.
Well, if parents would do a great service to their children and have them listen to my show, that's what we really need here.
Yeah, universities are basically businesses, and they've gotten out of control. There are more administrators in universities than professors in many of these places. They have these diversity directors making $200,000 a year. And who pays for that? The student with their tuition. And eventually, you're right, most of these things are going to be online: history, philosophy, sociology. You come out of school with a degree, what are you going to do with it? People need their toilet fixed, they need their lights to work, they need their air conditioning to work. They don't need a sociologist unless you want to be a teacher, and there are only so many slots in universities for that. So you're doing a great service. And if you are interested in those things, get a job as an electrician or whatever, make a lot of money, and read books.
Exactly.
You don't have to go to school to read sociology book. Get a textbook, philosophy, history.
Mitch,
read these on your own.
I'll do you one even better than
a large
that.
Tuition.
I'll do you one better than that, and this is a fact. About 6 years ago, I was working by myself most of the days, and I really realized that my education was not up to where I wanted it to be. I started listening to history podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
While I was working, while I was doing my job, I was learning about World War II, China, Rome. I mean, I learned so much just by listening to free podcasts. It was insane. And I could do my work while learning.
And you weren't building up a six-figure college debt.
Not even a little bit. All right, Mitch, got to go.
Thank you.
Thank you. 345-1140. Taser, what's up, buddy?
Good morning. Got three things. One, I got a 2-year electronics technology degree. I graduated in 1969. It cost my parents $270 for 6 quarters at $45 a quarter.
Wait a minute. Didn't they still have punch cards for the computers back then?
Yeah, but I was in electronics.
Oh, okay. All right.
They just invented transistor. But
wow.
But anyway, that I graduated on a Saturday and went to work on a Monday and worked for nearly 40 years. And that little cheap degree raised a family, and I'm securely retired. Number two item, you've been talking about the CBD oil. Where do you buy it?
I get mine from RVA Vapes.
Okay, your vapes people. Okay.
Yes, I did. And the reason I get it there, not, you know, one, I trust them implicitly. And two, the owners, they research all their products extensively before they decide to carry it. And and I tell you what, I mean, I'm not going to say a miracle, but it does make my life a lot easier.
Well, I'm at the age where, you know, I'll spend $50-$60 to see if something works. And some things work for some people and some don't.
Right.
Okay, my number three comment is I turn my water heater on for 10 minutes, and that gives me a hot shower. My electric water heater gives me a hot shower and warm water for quite a while. And I think I'm saving about $1 a day. By not running that thing all day. You were talking about when people go on vacation, turn it off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, yeah, mine is off except when I need it.
You know, a Taser, what would really work for you, I mean, if you have gas available, you're a perfect candidate for a tankless water heater.
Yeah, but I'm 80 miles from the gas line. Thank you, Richard. I enjoyed the show all the time.
Thank you, sir. 345-1140, I'm telling you. Tools. When I moved to New York, I had no tools. And I started digging around. I'd find a couple here and there. I went to a street fair. They used to have like these street fairs all the time. And inevitably, there'd be some guy selling just the cheapest tools you've ever seen out of China. I mean, just pure junk. I mean, a pair of wire strippers for like $3. Where they were so far from the best wire strippers out there. But you know what? They would strip wire. I got my first job working for a gentleman named Walter. He had me wire lighting for an art gallery he was building. Those cheap tools got through the job. Barely, but they got me through the job. Not only did I have extra, because I was doing it at night, I had extra money in my pocket, but on top of that, I was able to buy better tools. Ask my father about what he did before his first sawzall. Yeah, he used to cut in pipes using a chainsaw. Doesn't take much. There's a tool bag in my truck right now. I think if you list up everything in that bag, you're probably looking at $300. Probably. I can feed my family. I can do it. Not a problem. So there you have it. One thing I wanted to hit on real quick before time runs out on me. From June 5th through the 9th, June 5th through the 9th, Richmond SPCA waives adoption fees. Good news for people hoping to add a pet to their family this summer. The SPCA has waived fees associated with pet adoption for every dog, cat, puppy, and kitten in Robin Star Humane Center. The generous gift that was made to waiving of the fees possible is enough to extend the offer. They have dogs and cats. There's a lot more cats available than dogs. But if you're thinking about adding a pet to your home, get a rescue. I mean, my cat, Tara, the one that I adopted from the SPCA, she snuck out of the house earlier this week. I got up, you know, my wife took the dog out. She just darted out behind her. Didn't notice. It was like 1 a.m. And I spent the next about 20 hours sweating. Where's my cat? What the heck? Where's the cat? Finally, the cat came home. But you know what? I adopted her because she was given up by her previous family. She's 4 years old. She was a member of the family, and they just gave her up. Now I have a cat. So SPCA, 5th through the 9th, no fees. I'd like to remind everybody I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8. 10 until noon, doing the home show and taking your calls. Congratulations again, Jordan, for getting engaged. Now, son, let's get out of here. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons. Mr. Dennis Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. Everybody that called in, thank you so much. Remind you, it is going to rain for the next couple, 4-5 days. So please be safe out there. My name's Richard McCann. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. I'll see you again right here on News Radio WRVA at 10 o'clock. For the home show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.